It's derby time. Come on, tell your friends. We'll go to many distant lands with Dan the coach and Jackie the skater. The fun will never end. It's derby time. Welcome to the Power Through the Fourth Whistle Roller Derby Podcast. This is Jackie Bauer. Thank you for joining me today on the path to becoming better athletes, teammates, leaders, and human beings. Hey there, friends. We've got another playoff weekend. This time it is for the European Continental Cup, taking place in Helsinki, Finland, hosted by the Kallio Rolling Rainbow. Oh, this is the one weekend out of the entire season where I'm not going to be able to watch it live. In fact, there's probably going to be a delay in the recap episode. There's a chance the recap episode might not happen. We're going to have to see. I'm going to try to access the archives after the weekend because my team is going to our postseason tournament. This is the big one that my team gets to aspire to every year that takes place in the state we live in. And we are really, really excited because more than anything this year, we want to do well, obviously. We would like to finish in a great position, but more than anything, we just want to do our best and fight to be remembered. We want to put out a memorable performance. I think we're going to really concentrate on making memories this weekend that could last a lifetime. Because I know if each of us goes out there and behaves as the skater I know each of us is, just goes out there and does our best, it's not anything new, just is as awesome as we are, I think we're gonna do well. And I'm really proud of us, and I really love my team, and I am really excited to see what we can accomplish together at our postseason tournament. So wish us luck, send us love, we're gonna go out there and try to crush it. And I get to start by announcing three games on Friday before skating in my first game on Saturday afternoon. But you didn't come here to listen about my postseason tournament. You probably clicked on this episode to hear about the one taking place in Helsinki, Finland, with these great teams that worked really hard all year to get here. So the plan is I'm going to give you the rundown on these teams. I'm going to tell you about my bracket predictions based on the very tentative research I was able to do, basically sampling games. I did not have time to watch even full games this time, which I was very sad about, but what can you do when you've got to go skate your own, right? And then after the predictions, we'll finish up with basically our mailbag and thank you segment, which has been growing each week, and I have some people to get back to. So let's talk about this Europe Continental Cup 2019. We have a whole bunch of teams, and the first game is going to be Saturday at 9 a.m. in Helsinki time. So don't forget, if you're in the States, if you're in any other time zone, figure out what these time zones are going to be and adjust your schedule accordingly. This might mean getting up really dang early. But with the new way they've actually set up the video, it's a lot easier to go back and watch the games you've missed. So if you like sleeping in and aren't into live tweeting while watching, you could actually watch some of these games later in the day and just catch up on what you missed. So let's start with the number one seed Dublin Roller Derby, ranked number 31 in the WFTDA, facing the number 8 seed Antwerp Roller Derby, number 65 in the WFTDA. When I looked at the live rankings, yesterday. Okay, so Dublin. Dublin holds a place in my heart for being one of the most upsetty upset teams I've ever seen in my life. Let's go back. Let's go back. Back in time, there was a tournament we called Division 2. We don't talk about it anymore because we renamed things. We're not supposed to say D2, but it was D2. And Dublin came in as the number 16 seed on this tournament weekend. They had two tracks going, lots of crazy derby. It was wild. They had to face the team that was number one in that tournament that weekend, which was Ulriki. Ulriki is actually going to be in this tournament later. Dublin upset Ulriki in a fantastically close game. In fact, if you go back into the archives, the WFTDA.tv archives, watching all of Dublin's games that weekend is the ultimate treat because all of them were so dang close. I know they played like a lot of teams. One of the ones I remember was Naptown. And it was so fun to watch this team that had clearly been underranked, but it was really fun because every game was close and every game it was like they were coming back. And it was just a joy. And now here they are, the number one seed this weekend. This season they played 7 games. They had close losses to Bear City and Boston, a 2-point loss to Sacramento, wins over Houston, Naptown, Calgary, and last time they played Antwerp, they won by 71 points. The game to watch, if you want to check out what Dublin looks like these days, is Dublin versus Sacramento at Lobster Roll 2019. Jammers, it looks like this year we've got Dashing Trudy Snow, who is probably definitely my favorite player on Dublin, might be my favorite player of the weekend because I love that name. Dashing Trudy Snow. Like, it literally looks like she's just picking up her feet, having the best time. Great toe stops, great aggression, just really great footwork. I love watching this jammer. There's also, I apologize if I say this name wrong, Greenhal Cooney. I wish I had a better Greenhal Cooney, who was really fun to watch. I hadn't seen this jammer play before until I watched this video. Thea, I remembered, and Gemerald. Blockers. The one that stood out for me in particular was number 136. And when I looked on the website, I didn't see a 136. So maybe I made a mistake. But this was a pivot with really great awareness, great at drawing track cuts, fun to watch. And last year's record at the European Continental Cup for Dublin was a win over Newcastle, Dock City, and then a loss to Callio. So let's talk about Antwerp a little bit here. Antwerp is from Belgium. 7 games, had losses to Dublin, Paris, and Ulriki. Big wins mid-season at Siege of CNY, where they had a roster of 12 skaters. The game to watch, you can actually see any of the games at Siege at CNY on Nerd Derby's YouTube, and I sampled the game that they had versus Providence. And the thing I noticed was, first off, number 89, Hipshot, a jammer. This jammer was going every other jam throughout the whole part of the game that I watched, which was like most of the first half, and would get out there after timeouts, just playing as much as humanly possible, and was putting up bigger point total jams than other jammers on the roster too. Number 13, Evil X, started going out with every other with Hipshot in the beginning of the game, and after a 40-point lead was established 10 minutes into the game, the captain, number 10, Mayinbu, took up that spot and also started doing the every other. I don't know if there was a reason they decided not to use Evil X. Maybe it was not being as effective, or maybe Evil X wasn't feeling well. It was unclear. It happened kind of quickly, and then I just didn't see that player as much. Blockers. Cherry Moshpit, number 07, is a commanding presence and puts out great offense. And number 357, Dark Pistol, did really great one-on-one blocking and last line of defense in the game I watched. So I fully believe that based on Dublin already beating Antwerp by 71 points last time, that isn't a anyone could have won it amount. I think Dublin will win again. And I'm really curious to see how it goes with Antwerp's endurance by using maybe only two jammers at a time. I mean, granted, Siege at CNY was a travel game and maybe not their whole roster could make it. I'll be curious to see if they keep running the two jammers or if they're going to actually have a lot more now that it's going to be a game closer to home. The next game of the day is Perth Roller Derby, the number 5 seed, number 53 in the WFTDA, versus the number 4 seed Old Reiki Roller Derby, number 42 in the WFTDA. Now, you know what happens when there's a number 4 seed and a number 5 seed? I start looking for an upset, particularly when there's a team from a country that starts with A. If you're from Australia or Argentina, you might upset the team you're playing. So Perth is from Australia, played 4 games, 1 over Adelaide and Pirate City. Both losses to Sun State were in the same weekend in late March. Now, that win over Pirate City took place last March at the Pacific Invitational. I couldn't find any, all the games took place at the Pacific Invitational, and I could not find them online anywhere. So games to watch is none. Jammers and Blockers, your guess is as good as mine. I haven't gotten to see them play. The game against Pirate City was the closest game that they played all year, and it was a 53-point win. And we'll just have to see what happens. It'll just be a nice big surprise. But my understanding is if you come from Australia, you're here to surprise and win. Next, let's talk about Old Reiki from Edinburgh, UK. Played 8 games this year. The closest games were against Rebellion Roller Derby, Nottingham Hellfire Harlots, Antwerp, and Middlesbrough. And the game to watch would be the game at Eurocup with Old Reiki versus Rainy City B. It's 4 hours into the day 2 video on YouTube if you want to go check it out. It was the only game that they had available online. So your choice is this. Jammers, number 77, Charlotte Patterson is an apex jumper. Love that, of course. 03, Shorty McLightning Pants. You are winning at names. Love it. And number 17, Emka. Blockers, keep an eye out for number 39, Bangers, and 7, Jess Little. They're both very diligent, good at understanding space, and do not overcommit. So you know I love to call upsets, and this is where I'm calling an upset. I'm saying game 2 that Perth is going to win because they're a mystery. There's so much unknown. So I give you bonus points in my mind for mysteriousness. Game 3, Saturday at 1 o'clock or 13 o'clock if you're being European, which this roster bracket totally is. It's not a roster, it's a bracket. Number 6, Central City Roller Derby is number 55 in the WFTDA versus the number 3 seed, the host team, Callio Rolling Rainbow, number 36 in the WFTDA. Now, Central City is from Birmingham, United Kingdom. 6 games with a couple giant swings. A 500-plus point win. A 400-plus point loss. The only close game was an 8-point win over Middlesbrough. That tells me they've seen all the extremes you can experience this year. That's pretty nutty. The game to watch, I mean, the soonest one I could find, like in the most recent past, was actually from an entire year ago at this Continental Cup, and it was Central City versus Tiger Bay. It was a 1-point game with less than 6 minutes to go in the first half, but the end result was Tiger Bay won by 71. And from what I could tell from what I was watching is it seemed like Kid Block jamming had the biggest impact on that game because Kid Block was regularly putting up big multi-pass jams, 14, 14, 18, etc. And so once Tiger Bay saw that Central City was closing in. Even though these two teams had had a close game earlier that year last year, it seemed like the changes in roster, maybe the changes in how they're approaching things, having that new skater around, really benefited to beat an opponent that had been so close before by so much. But Central City, at least last year, benefited from jammers like Not Sorry Lori, Vive La France, who had some amazingly brave apex jumps in this game, Weston Super Claire, and Tinchy Slider, the captain, who really likes lines and knows how to use them. For blockers, I really enjoyed watching number 101 General, who was super aware of situations to take advantage of. Number 19, Wu, who gives great hits and has great teamwork with number 434, Dr. Knock. And number 197, Maz Scarher, will physically move the jammer to the good place. I saw this moment where this blocker saw the inside was open, the jammer didn't see it, and just grabbed the jammer, shoved them into the space so they'd just run forward. And it amused me so much, I thought it was memorable enough to write down. Last year at the Continental Cup in Europe, Central City lost to Tiger Bay, won over Blitz Dames, and lost to Middlesbrough. Let's talk about their opponent, Kallio, who is always fun to watch. From Helsinki, Finland, played 8 games this year, 6 were close. The season started with 4 losses to Roller Derby Toulouse, Bear City, Lom, and Paris, wins over Dock City, Tiger Bay, and Middlesbrough, and a loss to Calgary. The game to watch would be Kallio versus Dock City at the Kallio Finvitational, because I am predicting a rematch later on the next day this weekend. Jammers, number 9, Teabag, number 27, Ye Karpov, number 31, Kama Sutura, and number 3, Kuti. And blockers, I really liked watching number 410, Vatuvima, and this pivot can really take a star pass. And I'm going to keep working on my Finnish names. I think I did okay, but I'm sure there's room for improvement. Last year at the Cup, they had all wins over Middlesbrough, Tiger Bay, and Dublin. And I am predicting the outcome for this game will be a win for the host league, Kallio. I'm going to take a quick break, and then we'll get back to the rest of the games. This episode is brought to you by Bout Betties, the only roller derby subscription service in the world. They offer a range of levels, so you're sure to find one that fits in your budget. The full packs and apparel-only pack options include custom apparel they design themselves or collaborating with derby skater artists to feature their artwork. There's so many fun colors and patterns in size small through 3X. The Bout Betty's full packs also include skate gear, accessories, and stickers. Yes, stickers. If you're one of those cool jean vest wearing types, you'll want to check out the Derby Flare Club option, which includes a mix of enamel pins, patches, stickers, and buttons made from the artwork of derby artists. And the Classic Pack has non-custom apparel, gear items, accessories, stickers, and healthy snacks. How thoughtful. As for me, I super love the apparel. You may have noticed how often I wear it when I make videos for our Facebook page. The leggings, shorts, and sports bras are just amazing. Okay, the material is ridiculously silky smooth and soft. The first time I pulled on my Apex Predator leggings, I could not stop touching my legs and asking friends to also touch my legs so they could feel the magic that is this material. And it's so darn cute. There's mermaids, dinosaurs, steampunk, cats. Whether you're hitting the track, skate park, gym, book club, or grocery store, you will turn heads and bring joy to those you meet. Subscribe today using our podcast promo code POWER10 for 10% off your first pack at boutbetties.com. BOUTBETTIES.com. It's like Derby Christmas every single month. And yes, they do ship internationally. Once again, that promo code is POWER10 for 10% off your first pack at boutbetties.com.
And we're back. One more thing I wanted to add about that game I was just talking about
was one of the reasons I predicted Calio to win. It was the only point of reference I could find this year was both teams played Calgary, and Central City lost by 128 points, and Calio lost by only 38 points. So that seemed like enough of a chunk where I know that it, you know, the properties of whatever don't always come together, but feels accurate and like I can base a prediction off of it. Let's go to game four, taking place Saturday at 15 o'clock. Yay. Tiger Bay Brawlers, the number 7 seed, number 62 in the WFTDA, versus the number 2 seed, Dock City Rollers, number 32 in the WFTDA. Let's talk about it. Now, Tiger Bay was living large last year, winning plenty of games. Tiger Bay is from Cardiff, United Kingdom, but they lost 6 out of 8 games this year. It was a tough season. 2 of those losses were to Dock City and Calio, who are both in this tournament. A game to watch would be, again, that Calio versus Tiger Bay at Invitational 2019. If you're looking for it, it's about 2.5 hours into day 2 YouTube video. I found that for you. You're welcome. Jammers, Kid Block is a beast jammer, but can absolutely jump into the pack at any point to help out because of all of that knowledge and experience. Great pivot, always has been. Number 31, Plant, is a nice part of the rotation. Number 19, Steph Howarth. And number 3, Fail, was also playing sometimes. Now here's an interesting tidbit. Rogue Runner was playing for Montreal, but recently transferred to Tiger Bay. Will Rogue Runner be playing in this game? I don't know. I don't have a stats book or a sports information book. I had to record this a couple days early. And that's what I'm most curious about with Tiger Bay. Will Rogue Runner be on the roster? Because that could make a difference in some of these outcomes. Just having that one more person with all of that range of experience. For blockers, number 316, Thrill Collins, communicates really well, is a pivot, does great offense, and also number 62 and number 15 work well together as the last line of defense, very patient blocking. Last year at the Cup, Tiger Bay had a win over Central City, lost to Calio, and a win over Dock City. Let's talk about Dock City then. Hey, number 2 seed from Gothenburg, Sweden. 15 games played this year. By far the most out of any of these European teams. Game to watch will be Calio versus Dock City, where Dock City lost by 76 at the Calio Finvitational. And I picked that game because even though there are some closer games that you could have access to, like the win over Sailor City at the Big O in May. Nice. I thought it would be more interesting to pick a team that they had played that was going to be in this tournament weekend as well, so you can get an idea of how they match up against each other. The jammers that I noticed the most were number 31, Malice Babs. Number 11, Fraulein Freckles. Number 12, Pelvis Restly. And number 48, Moran. On the blockers, number 33, Force Majeure, has a magnet in their butt for jammers. Number 8, Kafka Damacy, is a really good helper of jammers. And then last year at the Cup, they had wins over Blitz Dames, a loss to Dublin, and Tiger Bay. Now, I've already speculated on the potential roster change, but in this situation, I am not going to call an upset. I'm going to go with what numbers think are going to happen based on rankings. Just because the spread is a bit much, the 32 versus the 62, I think Dock City goes ahead for this game. The next game is going to be taking place at 17:30 on Saturday. And that is Antwerp versus Ulrike based on my guesswork. And I have decided that Ulrike is going to come out with the win in this based on they've been here before, they've been at a bunch of tournaments like this, And I think that they're going to pull together and get this win over this opponent. And I think that Antwerp's endurance, as amazing as it is going to be a factor over the weekend. I'm really going to be curious to see if their roster expands. And then game six, Saturday at 19:30, is going to be, I think, Central City versus Tiger Bay. And I'm going to give this one to Tiger Bay based on, I think this will be the upset, the number 7 seed versus the 6 seed. I think they are close enough to get an upset this time. And I think they're just going to bring it. I think this is going to be the one where the upset happens. And then let's start looking at the Sunday games. Hey, how about that? The first game of the day on Sunday is at 9 a.m. And that is going to be, I think, Dublin versus Perth. Now, there's a lot of unknowns with Perth, as I've said before, but I think Dublin has had a strong enough season that they are going to push through. So that might be a little bit more of a predictable prediction, but that's what I am going with. And then game eight, Sunday at 11, is going to be Callio versus Dock City, I think. And last time, Callio beat Dock City by 76 points in June. Based on that, I think that's significant. I don't think that that's a fluke. I think Callio goes forward. Plus, they're going to have the home crowd advantage. Who doesn't love that? It's going to be pretty spectacular. Then, the next game is going to be Sunday at 13 o'clock. And I think it's going to be Antwerp versus Central City. And I have called Central City for the win. And so then Central City will finish in 7th place and Antwerp will finish in 8th place, according to my ideas. Game 10 is going to be, I think, Old Reiki versus Tiger Bay. I am, again, going to call an upset because I love doing that. And I'm going to say Tiger Bay over Old Reiki so that Tiger Bay will finish in 5th place and Old Reiki will finish in 6th place. And now, let's take another quick break, and when we come back, I will give where I think everyone comes out for first through fourth place, and finish up with some messages from this week. Want to know how you can support our podcast and look super cool doing it? Visit our store at powerforthwhistle.threadless.com. We have something for everyone. Whether you like designs that make you feel powerful, like roller derby strong, to cartoon animals on roller skates like cats, elephants, llamas, and more. Our three newest styles include Sloth Roller Derby, Naps Before Laps, I Otterly Love Roller Derby, and Giver of Fox, for all of you out there who give a fox. Our store is full of super soft t-shirts, tank tops, hoodies, accessories, and more. You get to pick the color and style. It's all up to you. And you can support this podcast. Visit our store, powerforthwhistle.threadless.com. That's P-O-W-E-R, the number 4, T-H-W-H-I-S-T-L-E.threadless.com. Thank you for your support. All right, there's only a couple games left for the European Continental Cup. So let's go to game 11. I think it's Perth versus Dock City. And I didn't fill it in. I didn't fill in who's going to get third and fourth because there's so much mystery. There's so much I don't know about Perth. You know, I've called a lot of upsets in regards to Tiger Bay already. I have already given Perth an upset. I'm going to go back to what we think we know, which is that Dock City is the higher ranked team, and I'm going to give them third place in my predictions. And that's what I'm going to put when I fill out my bracket online. And then the last game is game 12, Sunday at 19 o'clock, Dublin versus Callio. Wow, I'm really excited for this matchup. I think it's going to be spectacular. I also didn't fill out the final because I think having the home crowd advantage is going to be amazing. If you put it into Plat Track stats, they don't think it's going to be close. They think Dublin's just going to take it. I feel like being in your home place adds a lot. And so I think it's going to be a really close game and a really fun game. But in the end, I think I'm going to give it to Dublin. I'm going to give it to Dublin. And so then Callio will have second place on my bracket. And that's what I think is going to happen. And I hope that some of that information about how the seasons went helps you in filling out your bracket. You might think I'm all kinds of crazy, but I actually do pretty decent at bracket challenges. And let's get into our thank yous. I have some thank yous. The last week's podcast episode was the tough love episode. It was pretty hard to do, and I've gotten a lot of feedback already from people who sent messages saying, like, thank you for doing this. This was really hard. Really appreciated it. And I want to thank Viva La Vie for your Instagram story, sharing the episode. That was really cool. Some of the comments on Instagram that were feedback on the episode were from K. Meredith Illuminated, like, way to go tackling this head on. It's a difficult subject. Felt like this was super useful. Piglet Skates said, great episode. Definitely a difficult thing to discuss. I always encourage skaters to empower themselves and speak up rather than jump to conclusions of what they think may be going on. And Foshizzle39 also says, enjoyed listening to this. Very insightful. Thank you. Thank you for that feedback, you guys. I really appreciate that. The episode was also retweeted on Twitter from Kitty Skittles, which is a name I really love. And it was shared on Facebook by Aaron Emmer. It was also shared by some other people too, but I can't always see who you are because of privacy settings. That's not a big deal. I don't need to be all up in your business, but I wanted to let you know why I wasn't thanking you personally. No worries. Thank you for spreading the show around. And I got this new review on Facebook by Jenna. And Jenna says, this podcast has been so good for me in my first full season as a league member. It's so nice to hear advice from people with so much experience and knowledge. And the phrase punch the shark has become quite the saying between my derby moms and I. When they can see I'm getting a bit overwhelmed or deflated, they like to yell it at me on the line, and it's become a great way to break the internal tension. We're even discussing all getting shark tattoos together, all because of this glorious podcast and Jackie Hart. This was so wonderful and overwhelming and positive. It really made my day when I saw it. We actually came out with a new shirt design this week called Punch That Shark. And it has a shark that looks super punchable on it. And I'm really excited about it. I'm going to order one next week after I get back. Thank you so much. And I really need to see photos of shark tattoos if this happens. And I feel like, gosh, if you get them, maybe I have to get one too. I don't know. We'll see. We will see. I have a lot of animals tattooed on my body right now. So definitely going to work on punching that shark this weekend because tournament weekends are hard. It's really hard when you put in this work all year long and then it feels like you're getting tested as some sort of major final. But really, it's just another game, like any other game. Maybe a few games in the same day or, you know, back-to-back days. But anyone else who's going into tournaments, you know what to do. You already know what to do. If you put in the work all year long, then you're gonna get what you put into it. All you got to do is just go out there and do it now with your team, with your friends, and trust each other. And that's what my team's gonna do this weekend. Thank you for listening. We have been talking about Derby and sharing Derby thoughts. Pew, pew! Thank you for listening to another episode of the Power Through the Fourth Whistle Roller Derby podcast. I really hope those laser beams of positivity will carry through your day. If you'd like to get in touch, you can find us on Facebook or on Instagram and Twitter at Power Forth Whistle. That's P-O-W-E-R, the number 4, T-H-W-H-I-S-T-L-E. You can find fun videos of on and off skates training on our YouTube channel, Facebook page, and Instagram. Please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast anywhere you can. Leaving reviews on Apple Podcasts is still the best way to help this podcast be found and spread those laser beams of positivity to more humans. Open the app, punch those stars, and leave me a pew pew!